What's going on? Back at it again. P2 Theory. Alex Corral. Alex the Abundant. My good friend. Now, I just want to let you know, you don't know this. Alex doesn't really care, but the P2 Theory has been the most listened to episode in the last 30 days on the pod. So people are loving the Energy and Abundance episode was actually the hottest episode. So
which one? Was that the second one?
I don't know.
I know. But we do a lot, Tanner.
Yeah, we do a lot. But I want to open up. I just want for those new listeners to come in on what the heck this is. What is the P2 Theory? Why do we even do this? business is, you know, is a spiritual journey. It's a, there's a lot of mindset involved. Alex has made it a focus in his life for the last probably 3 years of just mindset. Overcoming obstacles, belief systems, and you know, it. We talk a lot about the tangible stuff in business, the sales, the marketing, the production, the strategy, and all that stuff. But I mean, this is a topic that really needs to be hammered of how we handle stress, how we handle anxiety, how we balance business and family, how we handle employee relations, how we handle vendor relations. You had an issue with a vendor. That you might want to get into and just some different things, man. So that's what the P2 Theory is. We're not going to uncover what P2 stands for, because we're going to leave that up to you. Maybe it'll come out, maybe it won't. But this is just about helping navigate the waters of business. Alex, what do you got for us today, bro?
So, you know, I definitely energy, you know, I feel that's honestly, you should wake up and put your focus, you know, on where's my energy going at all times. Because I know there's a thing called multitasking, but it's been scientifically shown and proven your brain could basically only concentrate on one thing, meaning whatever mindset you're in, you're doing things in that focal mindset. Not saying you can't multitask and do different things, but your mind is doing tasks in a certain energy all the time. So that's what, like, meditation, like when you breathe and relax, you're changing the energy and the focus of how you're doing things, correct? You ever be like, man, I'm freaking tense. I need to go work out, or I need to breathe, or I need to relax. And then you get through that little time frame and then you come out in a more powerful, I would say, stature in being able to do the whatever you have to do, whatever tasks are ahead in the day. Would you say that's
correct?
Yeah, you need
a breather, man. For some people, they need to smoke a cigarette, or they need to go on their phone, or they need to I mean, yeah, it's not always like the good stuff, right? I mean, this is like that thing that they go to. It's like habitual, where it's like, hey, this is my moment. And I think that's why people smoke cigarettes, really.
That's perfect that you said that, because listen, if we say your mind's focused in a certain energy, would you say if you go to smoke a cigarette or do something, would you say your mind's in the best energy state or in a lacking energy state?
Yeah, it's a cop out. It's a lacking energy state. Absolutely.
Well, it's not lacking wholeness, right? Because you're like, hey, I'm missing something to make myself feel good.
Or it's, I haven't properly dealt with the pressures, and I'm at a point now where instead of me dealing with these pressures head on, I'd rather escape for a minute, because that's easier. It's like a checkout.
Yeah. Well, we could probably dig into that for a while, but I think people want to kind of go into a couple other aspects of energy and business, because we could make it fun. We could make energy and business fun, right? Like we could talk about sales and energy, Tanner. I would say that's how I got into more of the higher mindset, because I'm more of a salesperson. And, you know, you have to have a certain mindset to be at a top position in sales, because, you know, in sales, nothing's ever guaranteed. You have to build yourself to be a certain skill at a certain skill level. And then energy is probably one of the biggest things, and confidence that goes into someone being a great salesperson or business owner, leader. Because you have to bring that energy for people to believe. So you could go into a appointment or whatever you have, you can seem to be happy, But whatever's inside of you guys, people are going to feel what's inside of you, not what's coming out of your mouth. It's that energy that's inside. So whenever I go to an appointment or I'm trying to talk to someone, I try to relax and make sure I tell myself, I'm blessed to be in this appointment. I'm going to give them my best energy. If they go with me or not, I'm still going to make sure they know, you know, they interacted with someone at a high level. Okay.
So, I love that. There's that. I want to get on that because there's a, you know, when we talk about the mindset going into it, I think what you're doing is you're detaching from the outcome. Right. Yeah. And for me, it's like I go in with the mindset, and this is something that I do in every area of my business, is how can I serve you? And if I'm not the best fit for you, I'm still going to serve you. Right. There's times where someone had a major issue that I could have probably capitalized on, but it was in their best interest to give them the next step. Like I want to be a facilitator. And if I am the person that is at the end of that facilitation, that's a blessing. Right. And I think you do the same thing where it's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go in. I have no expectation here. My mindset is, look, at the end of the day, if I attach to the end result of getting the job or not getting the job, it's going to create something within me, an energy that they're going to feel. And it's probably going to disempower them from making a decision. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say like, because if you're going in there needing a job or like, I have to get this job. So it's a very tight line, Tanner, because I go in with an expectation to get it. Okay. And I detach from that expectation. So all I do is I visualize the sale. So I go into the energy. I go in there with the energy of giving and already putting my best and having my highest self there to say the right things so that I do get it. But at the end of the day, if I don't, I still know I put myself in the best vibrancy to get the job. And that is the win for me, right? Because if you go in there needing the job and you need one next week or the week after, and these people need
most
like...
people do. Most people do. And that's why, I mean, that's what this is good. But it's also, how do you shut that off when you do need the job and you do have teams counting on you and you do, and you have to attach to that
so
end
it's,
result,
it's,
right?
That's where you, that's the level in evolution. That's the level in evolution in mindset, right? And belief and faith that the universe has your back and that it'll give you exactly what you need and exactly what you're asking for. So that's why at those times, you got to somehow, what I do is I let go and let God, and I just put the energy out there and say, hey, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I need 3 jobs for next week. I'm going to put the energy out there that the universe has my back. God has my back. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I'm going to give the best energy, the happiest energy. So I'm not pouring out, you know, this like, downgraded energy to my family, to the workers. Like you have the entrepreneurs have to have a high faith in that unknown, because all life is unknown. Your brain operates from a memory of the past. The way to change yourself and to get yourself to a higher level, new position, more money, higher level of consciousness, is you got to allow your ego and yourself to let go. You envision the success and you let your higher self and God direct you. Now that's the hardest thing. That's like the mastery between someone who's unaware and someone like a yogi who understands all this, right? But you don't have to be that yogi. You just got to understand you get to put your best energy out there, be grateful for everything, you know, give these people everything you got from your heart, and the universe will see that what type of person, what type of attitude, what type of energy you're giving to everybody, and the universe will give that back. So the universe is literally a mirror of your insides. So if you feel like you're lacking, you're stressed out, things are going wrong, and that's all you're thinking about, oh, the universe doesn't have feelings. It's like, oh, that's what you want. I'll give that right back to you.
I think that, you know, what you're saying is so good, man. It being poised in the realm of uncertainty. I just did an episode on that, but it's so true, because what that allows you to do, as opposed to having certainty, like exactly where to go every day and having a straight routine of how you operate your life, is that you get to activate creativity. And I think sometimes in business, you need that creativity activated often of how you're going to approach something with your back against the wall. There's been times, bro, where I really didn't have the work. I mean, honestly, and my team sort of felt it, but there was just this underlying confidence that I will get the work. I will get the work. I will get the work. I will make phone calls. I will call. I will be creative. And it's crazy. All it takes is one. Isn't it true? All it takes is that one to spark off the momentum. And then, you know, if you could channel one thing from this, this is such a good topic, but if you could operate in a way that you have a full schedule every single day, regardless of what the schedule is like, the energy that you give off is going to be of so much confidence and vitality that you're going to just operate so effectively, and people are just going to open up their checkbook to you. It's so cool, man. It's so true. It's a good point.
Yeah, I try, you know, and listen, I'm working on this all the time, guys. I've come from very different habits 10, 15 years ago. Tanner knows, as you're building and becoming higher and higher and higher on a like habitual mindset, like you're changing habits and, you know, you're dropping other habits. So desolation, right? Desolation means to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore. So just think of yourselves as a tree in like a year of, yeah, of this world, right? Of nature. So you come in January, basically from winter time, and the leaves are gone, right? Everything's dead, right? Then you're going to go into springtime. So in the beginning of the year is when you want to ramp up your, that's why it's like, oh, beginning of the year, new me. Nah, it's the same you before forming new habits. You need to form the new habits, drop the old ones. And you really got to look at yourself and you really got to say, hey, like, what do I want? And what am I doing to get it? Like, if you want to be this big business owner, if you want to do all these things and you're playing video games and you're going out drinking every night and you're doing things that aren't serving you to have the best mindset in the morning and waking up and being able to be creative, have the energy to sustain over time, because being an entrepreneur, you need to sustain. The stress is hitting you at all times if you allow it to. So you want to make sure you're doing things to help you at all times. So The beginning of the year, you should really write down, all right, this is what I want. What habits do I need to have? What do I do right now? Look at yourself in the mirror. Hey, what are you doing right now?
Well, listen, you know, that's good. But from my experience, you know, writing it down is good. And we hear how good that is and how important it is. I think everyone knows, most people know generally what they need to do. And for me, I got rid of the video games probably a year before I started my business and never picked it up again. I gave away my Xbox, dude. It was that much of a commitment for me because it was something that was prohibiting me from focusing and reading and learning and trying to improve myself to be the best leader that I could. It's a good point. And there's things, I mean, even TV, dude. I don't even watch TV. I mean, I hardly watch TV. I'm locked in. I mean, I don't even watch the Super Bowl, bro. And, you know, some people might say that's extreme, but you know, for me, man, I'm so locked in because I have an opportunity of a lifetime. And like Eric Thomas says, one of my favorite motivational speakers is, you need to take advantage of the opportunity of a lifetime and the lifetime of the opportunity. And for me, man, I've been through struggle. Some people, unfortunately, haven't seen the bottom. Maybe they were close to the bottom. Maybe they had a safety net. Maybe they had some sort of back, whatever that is. I've seen what the dark side looks like. And it's embedded in me, run from that, because anyone can get hit by it. Anyone can get bit by it. You and I, 5 years ago, were passing each other $200 every other week to help each other stay afloat. Or not 5 years ago. I think it was probably longer than that now. I don't even remember. But, you know, ultimately, man, we've seen what it looks like. So I think there's a gear that's like, dude, I love this life that I have, and I'm going to do everything I can to protect it. And that requires protecting my mind, not letting things in that don't serve me, don't serve the vision, don't serve the people that I serve. I think there's an aspect of leadership, which you channel very well, is that when the people that you work, that work under you, they just know that Alex is doing his job.
Right? Yeah. No, they all know I come in Monday. It's just been the same thing for every year. I say, same HFEV, you're accountable. You know, do this for you to become your best you, and then you won't have to worry about
you're if giving them something that you're self-generating. That's the key. You're self-generating this energy, and yeah. It's coming from somewhere. God, to you, to the people you serve. And the only way to really do that is to be able to channel that energy and harness that energy. How have you been able to do that?
I mean, I like you said, I saw the dark side and I know what that looks like. And it's not, I feel like I could get bit by it a little easier. You know, when you personally have like deep dived into it, you know, you have those, that voice is a little louder sometimes. Not saying that anything is, you know, harder than anyone else, because someone, you know, could have trauma just talking in front of a camera, and that's just as bad as, you know, something that we get scared of, right? It's determined on who you are and what triggers you. So that's the other thing. You got to have empathy to people, because some things that you think are easy and should not even be a problem could really cripple someone else's mindset. So empathy is a big thing that I've held on to with elevating the guys in my business. But with me, man, I think I know how far I've come, and I know there's way more to keep evolving. And I don't know, it's just a passion of mine to like dig into myself and learn. I know there's heaven on earth. Like, I know there's a point where I can go through my skeletons in my internal self, you know, come into peace with everything and literally be happy at every moment of life. That's my goal, regardless what's going on. And if you're vibing at that level, dude, you don't think the best things in the world are going to come to you? You know, if you're just vibing in happiness and peace and joy and giving, like, so down the journey, and it's a little bit of a rabbit hole. A lot of people don't like to go too far down into looking into yourself. It does get very serious, because there's things you don't want to deal with. And you're going to run into it, period. So, you know, during my journey, I've had, probably different stages where I really had to buckle down and you know, focus 100% on making sure that my mind wasn't taking over, you know, and take sabotaging me. Honestly, that it will do that, because your ego, if you are changing and evolving, your ego, which is your personality, your personal reality, it thinks it's gonna die because you're getting rid of these habits that it's so used to. So it's gonna do what it can to bring you back down. That's why you have to be so focused. That's why they talk about focus and discipline and commitment so much. And that's on spiritual and business. It doesn't matter. Anything that you want to do, it has to be disciplined, but you get to have fun with it too. Because if you don't have fun with it, your body will feel like it's like a like unhealthy for you. And it'll always be a drag or something that you're doing because you have to. Like, the thing is, you want to try to make everything fun as much as you can. You want to make that a habit of your brain and your eyes visualizing on things and making everything fun that you have to do, right? There's things that you have to do. You got to be like, all right, these are the things I have to do right now. Let's make them as fun as possible. And you're going to see, if you could do that, your whole life's going to change. And then you'll see from that, you might see your true purpose or your next step in what you need to do, because now you have energy to be creative and you're just not stressed out all the time. The society wants you to be stressed out all the time, because then your attention's back here. Your neocortex is up here. This is where you focus in peace and you're creative and you come up with solutions and you get visions of new ideas and a new life.
So I want to segue into something that is a little personal, but I think it's important to get personal, right? I mean, I think you can just fabricate everything, but the reality of the situation is, even at this stage in my life, I still deal with trauma that ultimately I shouldn't have to deal with. You know my story. My father has a drug addiction. He's now in jail and he's got no one. And the fact of the matter is, I have a family of my own I'm getting calls from him left and right. I'm expected to help him through a situation that he put himself in. Once again, since I was 12, I'm 30, right? And to be honest with you, I mean, it's traumatic. And there's time periods where it impacts me so much where I just kind of freeze up, right? I go through a bout of anxiety. I go through a bout of depression. Like, why isn't this situation being removed from me? Why do I keep having to pay for this or be a part of it? Why is it still in my life? And what I like to look at is, how can I grow from this? How can I use this as leverage and use this as a tool to get further in life and to be a better leader, really? And I think one thing that I adopted this time around was I had to make a big decision on a financial obligation to help him with his legal fees, because he's in some trouble. And, you know, ultimately, I didn't want the book thrown at him. So I have to help, you know, and there was a little bit of a conflict in me to once again put my faith in his recovery, to have hope for him, because he has no one. His whole family is abandoning him. He's the black sheep. He's the person that he's taken from everyone. I'm the only one in his corner. His wife passed away. You know the story. And what I did was, this time around, is I let it marinate instead of making a rash decision out of, let me just do this and get it done with, or let me just hide this from my wife, or just all the thoughts of like, let me just kind of like sweep this under the rug, or let me not do it, and then let guilt and anxiety pour in. And I just gave it to God. I said, you know what? I'm going to let a few days go by. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to let him impact my decision-making. I'm just going to see. And let me tell you, man, just the overwhelming peace of letting time happen in a scenario where there's trauma, and just giving your brain, giving your body some time to just process things that happen in life, whatever that is. Maybe if it's 3 days, 4 days, it's like, okay, right now I'm feeling major anxiety, stress, pressure, depression, and it's prohibiting me from being my best self for my family, for my businesses, for my leaders.
We talk about that a lot, huh, Tim?
I know, you and I. This is probably because you've been pushing this into my brain for years, but I'm getting good at it now. Because originally, when you come from trauma, some people that listen to this will understand, when you come from trauma as a young, you know, kid, you find ways to cope through that. And for me, I did it through work. Like, it was just, when I grabbed onto work, it was like, boom, I could just escape and just put my all into work. That's why I'm good at work. I mean, I've just been doing it to a high level for so long. Some people got a job at 16 to kind of just stay busy. I was doing it to just get out of my house, you know, and I wanted to stay there. And I just said, man, I'll dial in on this. So for me, because work at this point is just part of me, I had to find something else. And there was nothing else to turn to. Right. It's like, well, now it was turning into anger. Now it was turning into frustration, anxiety, depression. I'm like, where can I channel this? And then I just came to the realization is, God is in control. It's like, if you're using me, God, to help this individual who needs a beacon of hope, beacon of light, and you've positioned me in a way to be able to help and serve, then I'm going to let go. Like you said, let go and let God. And yeah. I gave it 4 or 5 days. And I don't want to get into details because that's not so important. But what's important is there was a divine intervention that just gave me an overwhelming peace about the situation. And it's just a peace. It's just like, I can't really describe it, but it's just this peace that at one point was uncertainty. But during the uncertainty, I had poise. And that's what you said, right? Didn't you just say, during those times of uncertainty, you need to have poise. You need to be able to operate effectively. You need to be able to make strategic decisions. And sometimes it just takes time.
Yeah, life will throw those situations at you so you can build yourself. There's lessons in life that you're going to keep coming around to see and show you how you have evolved. They will show you where you're at in life, you know, and if you look into your life, if any certain thing keeps coming around and around and around, that's a teacher. Look at it as a teacher for yourself, okay? Because that's what it is. It's not a lesson, or, you know, if it is a lesson, you haven't learned it because it's still coming around. But usually those things are teachers to show you where you are at emotionally, how you let things affect you. Because in Tanner's situation, that's very, it's one of the, I would say, most triggering things I could think of, because it's not, you know, he's done everything he could to be at a certain level, and then you have something else coming into your life at a left field, you know, at randomly every like year or so. But I always tell him, I know you don't want to hear this. I go, see, like, just relax. See where, what you're, are you attracting it? Cause I always tell everyone, even all my employees, I go, everything in your life, you're attracting it. So if you can look at everything, like Tanner said, as a tool, a resource to elevate yourself, to make yourself, in any situation, more conscious, more aware of separating from the negativity and putting it into a positive mindset, that's how you shift your life. That's how the universe sees you're evolving, because now you're changing how you're doing, how you're acting in situations in the past. So now it's like, all right, well, we're going to give you more to be responsible for. You gotta really pay attention every day, what's going on, not just like with your life, but like look and see, sit down and be like, all right, have I in the last couple of weeks, have I had a negative energy? And then be like, damn, I've been super negative lately. And oh, damn, I've seen all the negativity come in. Like,
but I think it's what you're allowing to impact your mood. And again, my family is so important to me. I try to protect that energy so much. And I've gotten so much better at that, where it's like, dude, I'm in such a my family deserves the best version of me. Sometimes I give my business the best version of me, and my family gets what's left of me, right? And that had to change, you know. And I have created such great boundaries for that, to the degree of just in my business, if I feel as someone's taking my energy way too much and it's impacting me personally, that's an easy decision to let them go, which I had to do recently. So, I mean, there's so much there, you know. For me, one of the things you mentioned is kind of just like that pull. I see it. And again, everything isn't everything the way that you perceive it, right? Some people see things a certain way, and they see it in a way that's like, man, why is this happening to me? People come to me and they say, I don't know how you turned out the way you turned out. And the way I always saw it was, everything's a blessing. Everything's in my favor. One of my favorite sayings from Les Brown is, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. I'll say that probably to my last day. It's always the case. No matter what, everything is working for me. One of the things that I have a visualization of whenever something happens is, if you look at those athletes that are training for speed and they put the parachute on their back, the resistance training of how the wind, it's designed to create resistance in your life, which builds up so much abundant strength beyond what you're capable of doing yourself. So every time something happens in my life, I'm thinking, okay, great, here we go. It's resistance training time, because I'm going further. And I can't be swayed. I'm a tree that's deeply rooted that other people lean on, because ultimately I've just been through it, right? And it's a blessing. It is such a blessing. So first moment of encouragement for anyone going through anything listening to this is that it's resistance training. That's the key. Alex has been through quite a bit of resistance training, wouldn't you say?
Unbelievable, man. My every day is resistance training.
Every day. I think there's a constant think of a magnetic pull back to your old self, your old life, your primal state.
You know what that is, Tanner? You know, like, the thing I go through a lot is, if things aren't going as well as, you know, we have pretty high expectations, the instant mindset and trigger in my head is, you're losing it. You're going to go back to who you were. Yeah, like, but that's just a voice in my head.
I know you go through that. And I want you, I'm challenging you to be beyond that, because you're not going back.
But
I know that's a thought.
But you know how I say, hey, Tanner, don't listen to the voice in your head. Go above it. Like, when, remember yeah. I say but my head's... Gap,
let me make it clear. Where you were to where you are now is supernatural. Just to make that very clear of someone that had addiction issues, that had confidence issues just because of that, that had no reliability issues. People didn't lean on you or didn't trust you. And you just became such a person of great character and standard. And that's a supernatural gap, man. That's like, you know, someone that wins the lottery, not saying that you didn't earn it, but let's say you tried and actually kept the money and grew it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
What'd you say?
The universe will always help you. And it's up to you to you know, take the wisdom, and then, you know, you get to be resilient and keep going, right? It's the seeds, the carrot on the stick. You gotta see the slight blessings that the universe is throwing at you, which you might not think are blessings, but they are if you're going to open yourself up to try new things, to evolve, to maybe work a little harder, or maybe work a little less. Like, some people, it's not work harder. Some people, it's, yo, chill the F out, because you're trying to, our mind, our mind was developed to visualize, and our higher self was developed, or God or the universe is there to guide us. That's when you see people just like bulldozing through stuff and like just knocking goals out, and you're just like, dang, look at those people. That's because all they're doing is visualizing, letting go, and they just freaking are getting all the information, and they're going, bro, with no energy being lost, because they're not trying to think of how. They already saw the end vision, and they're just going and being guided with the flow.
Yeah, I mean, what the big central focus, man, is honestly, like, I know that there's a lot of mental health issues for business owners, mm-hmm. because you're out in the ocean, like the big, vast ocean, and you see some cruise ships going by, and you're like, how did they get there, man? And you see some sailboats, and you're just in your little paddle boat trying to stay afloat, thinking, dude, I can't even see myself in a position where I'm financially free owning this business. And I think, like, the first step is there a sense of being delusional in business? To the point of like it doesn't even make sense to think that way, but you're almost tricking yourself in a way. Can you talk on that?
Only if you understand what exactly you're doing. So that would be a way to raise your vibrancy, right? So that you could get through what you need to get through in your life now, and then having the detachment. If you have the delusion without the detachment, you're going down further. Because now you have this high expectation, this high need to have this thing, but you're not detached. And now you're attached to having this big thing to be happy. Yeah. You're done for. Now, if you can be up here and be happy and just have that vision and be in that zone, that feeling, the main goal of any meditator is to stay in a vision. Like I said, lock in on a feeling in your mind and operate from that mindset, that powerful mindset, that beautiful mindset, that, the successful mindset. And then you go, man. But you have to practice. Listen, guys, mindset meditation is just the practice of a feeling. All I do, what I try to do is just like a basketball player. I try to practice the moves every day. And then once I get really good at one, I try to, you know, go to that higher level move. The one thing with mindset is you don't get money right away from it, right? Like, you don't get that instant return. That's the only thing. People think putting way more work and effort into work is going to get you there faster. I will guarantee you don't get there faster. It'll take you longer. You'll be stressed out. You'll probably be sick by the end of it with some disease, because you're just motoring through it, stressed out, not happy. When sometimes get your business in a place where you can then focus on your internal world. Look, everyone says it. Anyone with a high degree in biology, Okay. They all know any chemistry, anything like that. They know everything's energy. Okay. And then you create it from your energy. So if you're doing everything with negative energy, just think about what's going to happen. Like one of my practices is I literally just think about right when I wake up, I'm going to give 100% pure loving energy as much as I can during the day. Does it work all the time? No, yeah. Guys, I curse and get upset. Yeah. And, you know, I like go back to the freaking Italian guy who's all freaking all over the place. But I get back. It doesn't last a long time.
Yeah. The baseline set.
Right. Yeah, so don't try to be perfect. Yeah. Don't try to be perfect. You have to be unconditional love, guys. Unconditional self-love. You get to make mistakes. You get to forgive yourself. You get to forgive everyone else. And most anger comes from having vengeance and blaming others and not forgiving people. If you have anyone in your life who you have something against and you're just always angry at them, or you think about them, you get angry, dude, go in your mind, visualize forgiving them, letting them go. Let that shit go, because you're giving them so much of your energy that's taken away from everyone else. Your family should get all your energy. The business or whatever your tasks are should get your energy. Your tasks. If you work for someone, great. You give them the best you, meaning everything you do, you're doing at the highest frequency, energy, vibrancy, meaning you're building your habits. So if that person isn't doing anything for you anymore, you could go to any other business and you're going to be a top dog. Or by that point, you already know how that business runs and you go do it yourself.
Yeah. Love it, man. Good stuff. Once again, the P2 theory, Alex. Thank you, brother, as always.
Yeah, awesome.
Love you, man. You're a beacon of light in my life. And you're okay if people reach out to you, right?
Yeah, of course.
Alex,
just make sure I'm Alexander the Abundant, not Alexander over here, you know.
And at CodingKings.com. If you want to send Alex a note, a message, an email, just anything, you know, Alex is a mentor of mine. Not many people know that you were my manager when I was, how old was I, dude? I think I was 20. I was 20 when you were my manager at the restaurant. Yeah.
I had some great qualities, and then Tanner saw the light, and at 20 years old, he changed me, because he knew what type of person I could be, and he didn't let that slip. But yeah. I could have not taken the blessing of the universe from him coming into my life, and I could have went a whole nother route. So it was me working my tail off to become a new person, which was difficult, or me staying who I was and maybe not being here today.
Sometimes you need to adopt the belief that others have in you until you can adopt the belief that you have in you. And I think you did that. You know, you saw what I saw in you, and you ran with it, man. And that's one of my gifts, I think, is to see the best in people. You know, I love that about what I've been able to do. I just really can see it, and helping them achieve their best self. You know, that's and then now that's yours, which is great, because you've seen that transformation. So good stuff on the P2 theory, man. Love you, bro.
One more thing for everyone. Remember, guys, listen, you're perfect how you are now, and you're a work of art. You understand that? However you are in your life right now, you're phenomenal, you're beautiful, you're strong, you're capable. And at the same time, we're a work in progress. And you're your own God, meaning it's up to you to get rid of the habits that aren't serving you and bring in habits that serve you to make you the best you can be. So remember, no one's going to come save you. There's people that are going to support you, but if you don't do it, you don't stand up for yourselves and love yourselves enough, you're never going to level up.
Boom. Thank you, brother. Till next time.
All right. Boom.